To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WYPR is broadcasting this series called Beyond the Ballot, featuring Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. I'm Sherry Parks. Virginia Hall was the most valuable female Allied spy of World War II. After graduating from Roland Park Country School, the Baltimore native went off to Radcliffe and Barnard Colleges. She took a secretarial job in 1931 with the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw, hoping for a career in the State Department. But a hunting accident in Turkey caused the loss of part of her left leg, and with it, her hopes of a State Department post. Instead, she would become the most heroic female spy of the war, described as, quote, the heartbeat of the French resistance. Working for both the U.S. and Great Britain, she established resistance networks, located drop zones for money and weapons, and helped to get downed airmen to safety. Posing as a reporter, she was the first female operative for British Special Operations and spent 15 months coordinating efforts for the Free French Forces. The Nazi secret police distributed a poster with a sketch of the woman they called the Limping Lady that read that, quote, she is the most dangerous of all Allied spies. We must find and destroy her. She escaped by walking over the Pyrenees Mountains to Spain. As her guide led her across the frozen landscape, she transmitted a message to London headquarters saying she was having trouble with Cuthbert. The reply came, if Cuthbert troublesome, eliminate him. What London did not know was that Cuthbert was only her nickname for her wooden leg. She joined the American OSS, the precursor to the CIA that sent her back into France in 1944, disguised as an old peasant woman. Hall armed and trained three battalions of French resistance fighters for sabotage missions against the retreating Germans. In her final report to headquarters, Hall stated that her team had destroyed four bridges, derailed freight trains, severed a key rail line in multiple places, and downed telephone lines. They were also credited with killing some 150 Germans and capturing 500 more. Hall would be the first woman to be awarded the American Distinguished Service Cross and was named to the Order of the British Empire. She was the first woman hired by the CIA, retiring in 1966. She died in 1982. The CIA named a training center for her. The Maryland Department of Transportation placed a historical marker at her childhood home. In 2007, Virginia Hall's portrait was added to the fine arts collection of the CIA.